Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.
All right, everybody. We are here with the Adventures of Sam and Dee Podcast. We are...
That's right.
Where are we?
South Africa.
Well, South...
What's the name of this town?
Kampa or something like that?
Kenwit?
Pine Cream?
Hot Spring. There we go. That's it.
No, it's like...
We got Claudia and Tom South with us.
Yeah, all the way from Illinois. And some of you novice speakers would call it Illinois. What are we doing right now, Tom?
We are out hunting for animals out here in safari land.
Hunting meaning sightseeing hunting.
Yeah, we're not literally hunting. And we just saw huge giraffes. We're looking for some rhinos right now, and we're looking for the king of the jungle, the lions. So, yeah, it's been amazing. We saw some zebras. We saw some...
birds that sit on the zebras.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Buffalo that were trying to hump one another, but...
Horny buffalo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second. Like, dude thinks she's all ripe. She's like, I have a little calf. Her piss was putting off... Oh, wait. Did you pause it?
Is it not
working? Oh, no. It's gone. Oh, okay. So her piss... We started moving again in case you didn't hear that. Her piss was putting off a hormone that was saying, do me. So he's confused, horny. She's over here not giving it out. Like, where else do we see that in our lives, Claudia?
Our dogs are very similar. Yeah. But I think we see that in every species. Human and all different species.
How often are women like putting off this hormone like do me, but in reality they're like no.
Yeah.
You guys see a jaguar?
Play games.
There's a jaguar over here?
Oh, wait, just kidding. Oh my gosh.
Stop.
We're still in it. So
okay.
I'll use my phone to take photos of this nesting jaguar.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my geez.
Okay, we're literally in the moment. Cheetah. What are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh. That thing could jump out right now as it... Oh,
it's just chilling underneath the tree there. We are literally here
we're so lucky.
This is...
They said there was a low chance of us seeing a jaguar.
It's a leopard.
And here we are.
That is big. And, guys, let me give you some fun facts about leopards. Leopards don't like eating potato bugs. They're more of carnivores.
Potato bugs aren't satisfying.
No.
It'd be kind of like having Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
And like you only get 3 or 4.
And they just
melt and disintegrate.
Yeah.
So they got to have a little more like.
Look at him. He's just licking his own paw right now.
It's a huge paw.
Yeah. We're talking like imagine you have a normal house cat. And then multiply it by 50, and now you have a leopard. And this thing is massive. Wow. They hang out in more solitude under the tree branches. Why do they do this? Simple. For shade. Protection from...
themselves.
I don't know. What's it hiding from?
I hope that thing ain't hungry.
Dude. Okay, so anybody that's not been on a safari, let me tell you how these things work. You're in this car, fully exposed, with no top,
no sides,
nope,
just you.
And we're about 15-20 feet from this leopard.
Technically, this thing could jump into the vehicle.
So,
but it has no interest in us and thinks we're just existing. Unless you get out and stand up, then it knows you're human. And human is the enemy.
They said that the leopard is waiting for a warthog to come out so it can eat it.
Oh, the warthog's in the hole?
Yeah. He's waiting for it to come out of the hole so he can eat it.
Oh, my gosh.
So imagine you're... Oh, he just wiggled around saying, get out of here. So let's like... What's the analogy here? Who's the warthog and who's the leopard?
It's getting up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So
look at how majestic. Is it gonna start digging?
No.
We're just gonna wait.
Yeah.
Get up close to get his face.
Sometimes we're just sitting in our own holes trapped. And little do we know, there's a warthog. We are the warthog. And if we were to poke our heads out, we get afraid there might be a leopard just chilling. So we stay stuck in our holes forever in fear of the stupid leopards. Oh my gosh.
We could stay here all day and it would be worth it.
I know. That was it. That was what I was hoping for.
You wanted to see. You manifested that.
I literally said.
Okay, let's talk about like what you speak into existence actually becomes your reality. How many times has that happened on this trip?
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about getting a whole road to ourselves.
On the plane?
On the flight. I was like, I'm manifesting. We're getting a whole road to ourselves.
And we did. And now he manifested that we were going to see a leopard. And we are sitting literally maybe 20 feet from the leopard.
That's so much bigger than I thought it would be.
I wouldn't go near that thing.
He's just patiently waiting the warthog to come out of the hole.
One of the big five, but small. It's very, very strong.
Our guide is teaching us about it.
Yeah, so those things, they will jump up in the trees. Okay, let's be real. Would you rather be a leopard, a cheetah, or a lion?
Crazy. I think I'd rather be a cheetah just because they're so fast. But I also like the pack. I like the way the lions hang together with their fam. Yeah, like that's a vibe too.
Yeah, I feel like if I was like a lion, you'd have like more homies.
Look at this guy.
Like from a looks, I think leopards are prettier.
We're seeing a leopard in.
Tom, would you rather be a leopard, lion, or cheetah?
Cheetah for sure.
Why?
They're beautiful. I love their spats and their speed for sure and their strength.
It was my favorite animal since I was like a baby. They'd say, "What's my favorite animal?"
Claudia came prepared.
Cheetah.
She brought binoculars.
Now it's an Argentine lake duck.
Really?
Yeah. Nick knows what I'm talking about. You know the Argentine lake duck?
No. Oh my gosh! No. Don't even. So disturbing.
So,
I gotta hear this.
Largest penis in proportionate to body size. Look it up. It is so sick.
That's why he loves it.
But cheetah came in close second. But if I had to be like realistically in the jungle as an animal for my lifestyle, like if I reincarnated, cheetah would be dope. Leopards are cool, but cheetahs. They travel in homies. Like they got a few that they.
Yeah, but look at this. It's just falling asleep with us right here. Yeah. Like. Not a care in the world, just in the wild.
Okay, jaguars, though. How come you can never see them? Like, every time you go to Costa Rica and stuff, it's like, oh, you'll never see a jaguar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because they're black, pitch black, and they're stealthy.
But they're
I think they come out at night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe nocturnal.
At night and pitch black, they're stealthy. You can't see it. It's like, it's like a stealth missile. Can't see that.
It's cool that we got to see a leopard.
That was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Look at this little guy.
Where?
He's going to get eaten.
Oh, it's like a little rat. Come on, leopard, come
here.
That
is like a snack. That is appetizer.
Oh, I've seen that in a cartoon one time. A little cat eating a mouse.
It just grabs it with its paw.
A big cat eating a big mouse.
Yeah. Even in the Lion King, you see
it. Yeah, he's like playing with it.
Yeah.
Their little, it's their appetizer.
Yeah.
Okay, this podcast is probably like not getting a lot of value.
Nobody cares. Let's get some value. If you're listening to this podcast and you're still here, you can hear that we're
excited.
Really living this.
Living a dream.
Why is it that you're listening to a podcast, not living? And
there
why
you
is
go.
It that
there's
we're
a value.
Living and we're not listening to a podcast right now. We're making it.
Manifest what you want. Whoa, whoa, write up your dream life.
Where are we going? Are we backing into the... Oh, we're only getting closer. Just when you thought you could get close enough, we get closer.
Okay, we're backing us up into the leopards.
He wants me to touch it. You want me to touch it? I'll touch it.
It does not want you to touch it.
Oh,
that bird might get
eaten. If I... Okay. Let's think about this, Tom.
What's that?
You were a cheetah, what would be the downside versus being the buffalo?
Oh, my gosh. The buffalo the seems
downside
so
of the,
boring.
Of
I
the,
would not want to be a buffalo.
Yeah, but what's the downside of being a cheetah?
The downside of being a cheetah?
Yeah.
I guess maybe not as many friends.
I know. Like, the buffalo
have,
like, this big old
pack. Yeah.
I've seen these YouTube videos where they're, like little babies getting attacked by a lion, and then the buffalo come back and just, like, break the lion. They're just like, hell no, you're not getting your little thing. and they just all like team up on this lion, and the lion's like, oh no, and then they like huck the lion with its horns, and like, it's pretty wild. Those buffalo, when they're all together, like, imagine you're like side by side, shoulder to shoulder as a buffalo. The amount of strength that you have, you know what I mean? Like, as a group, yeah. Like, they stick together, like, 300 style, you know, when they're in that war, and they're like, stick together.
And this jaguar is here all alone.
I know. He's like, what you gonna do against a herd of buffalo? It's the weak buffalo that's now in
trouble. I wonder why there's not more jaguars.
Yeah,
just
like, yeah, let's see. Like, why are they not family pack bases?
All right, we're backing up into a thorn tree.
But, like,
it's great.
Yeah, why would lion all stick together, but buffalo? No, like jaguar not.
Yeah.
Because they have spots?
Watch your back.
Watch it. It's crouching.
There you go, you got it.
But, like, do you think they choose that? Or that's just, like, an instinct?
It has to be some sort of instinct.
You gotta ask
about I'm sure there's a reason.
Oh, we're getting, like, uber close.
Yeah,
this is so crazy.
Oh, keep going, bro. Keep going. Oh, we are backing it. But I wonder, like, they're both cats. They're both big. They both eat probably the same things. You know, it's not like...
Oh, hey. This is insane.
Oh, there's a holder.
I can't believe this jaguar is just...
Your tires pop in the middle of the jungle.
This is crazy. The jaguar is watching what's going on.
Just backing up right to... Wow, we can see it so close.
He's got a hole in his head mouth.
Wait, no, stay here, please. Don't leave.
There's not a care. It's just,
I think he's deciding if he wants to eat us.
Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.